Really, we were just starting with Leeds first off, and at 17, you've made your first team debut at such a young age. What was that like, really?
Yeah, it was good, obviously. Massive experience that I won't forget, playing with Chris, obviously, at 17 for the first team. It's good. Physical and tough, but yeah, it was awesome, to be fair.
Awesome. And tell us a bit more about your run-up to getting into the first team. Obviously, you've come through the academy and then worked your way up, I guess.
Yeah, so I came to Leeds when I was about 14 at the JDS. Then I've just been with them since, working hard and just learning from the older players. Then the last pre-season we just had, I was involved with the first team through pre-season. Then obviously being spotted from there and being given the chance to go and express myself on the pitch.
Awesome. And how did your first cap come about?
It was a British and Irish Cup game, and then I was on the bench against Bristol. So I came on with about 10 minutes left, which was really good. Bearing in mind, like, Bristol are a good championship side. So
exactly.
Physical. So, no, the experience was good. And then the following week, I was picked again to start against Gala, which was down at York. And to get my first start, it was good for the family, everyone being there. And, yeah, it was very good.
Fantastic. And at such a young age to be playing in the professional game, especially in the front row, how do you find the physicality?
Yeah, obviously it's tough. Everyone's a lot heavier and older, but I guess you've just got to ask the experienced boys for help at times, and ask them how they cope with things, and then just learn from them.
Yeah. And obviously, when you're playing at that level, you'll still be learning being so young, but do you feel like you're able to compete on that level already?
Yeah, massively learning all the time from people who have been around the game since they were my age as well. But I feel when I come onto the pitch, I have something to offer, and just try to do my job, really, as I would at my own age group.
Yeah, and it must be a good atmosphere around Leeds this year, with obviously winning so many games, top of the league, after a disappointing season last year.
Good bunch of young lads just wanting to be the best they can for the club and themselves, obviously. So yeah, the buzz is good, I guess.
And there's a lot of teams around those top four places in the Championship, isn't there? It's going to be a close second half to the season.
Yeah, it's really tight. There's only a few points in it, so everyone's got to play well now if they want to finish first, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. And away from Leeds, you've had a lot of England age group success, and you've just recently been moved up into the under-20s at 17. How was that first experience?
Yeah, really good. Obviously, these boys that I played with before, so they were massive help, I guess. Like, as I came to the team, but in the pace was incredible. Like, it was just so fast and tough, but really good. I loved every moment of it.
Brilliant. And you played Scotland in your first game, and it was a convincing win, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a good win. I don't think the scoreline reflected how tough the game was, because they came out as hard, and we had to play well for that result.
Yeah, and so what's next with England 20s? Are you still in and around for another game?
Yeah, so we've got Ireland this weekend at Northampton, and I'm on the bench for that.
Brilliant.
So that's been announced. Yesterday, I think. So, I'm on the bench this week against Ireland. So, be another tough game. But the boys have trained well this week, and I think they'll be up for it.
And the sort of figurehead of under-20s age group international rugby is the World Cup. Has that been mentioned, or have plans for that been mentioned? Are they building the team for that, I guess?
Everything, there's a World Cup in the summer, but for me, I'm just going to work hard, focus on my own goals, and obviously if I'm picked, it'll be a massive honour, but until that comes around, I'm just going to focus on the present, I guess.
Absolutely. And so obviously growing up in Yorkshire, playing all your rugby there, apart from obviously England, around different places. And how has growing up in Yorkshire set you up for a career in the game, do you think?
Yeah, obviously, it's really good. Like, Yorkshire's passionate. All my family are around there. And my dad obviously played for Yorkshire as a 20-year-old. My brothers played for Yorkshire. So, around there, yeah, it's good. And it's tough at times, but, yeah, make sure who you are.
Yeah. You mentioned, obviously, your dad played and, of course, your brother Chris. How, a bit more about that, how is it to, obviously, a lot of people will play with the brothers and siblings in sport, but to play at such a high level with your brother, it must be a great feeling.
Yeah, it's good, obviously. For the family, it's been tough this year, so when we did play at the same time, it was good for everyone, for my grandparents to get down, and uncles and aunties. Yeah, it was an awesome feeling.
Brilliant. And just finally, Jack, is there any sort of future plans or ambitions that you've set out in your own personal career at this young age, or is it too early to tell?
To be honest, I think at the moment I'm just going to focus on what's happening with the games in the 20s and that, and just work hard and see what the future has to bring.
Yeah, and would, I guess, Premiership be a real ambition of yours in the future?
Well, in the future, obviously, whether that's Leeds or some local like that, I don't know, but at the moment, I'm with Leeds, and I'm focusing like with them, trying to get them up this season, obviously, in the Championship.
Absolutely. Yeah, well, that was really all it was, Jack. Thanks very much for your time.